Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Carr Firearm Studio.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
It's 2021. We're in a new decade.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. X-Insurance.
On the Lead Slingers microphone, here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
I knew this time was going to come. It does every single week here for the Monster Cast. God bless each and every one of you for being here. And you know what? Happy Father's Day, right? And every year I remind you, it's not just the fathers, but it's you single moms, too. You're doing the jobs. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there that's putting the work and the effort in. I'm a father myself, and I tell you, I know how rewarding it is. I also know how tough it is, just like you do. So Godspeed to each and every one of you. I hope you enjoyed your day today, and I can promise you that the next 3 hours are going to be an awful lot of fun. You'll enjoy it. I guarantee it. So let me welcome you, each and every one of you, inside Armed American Radio's Carr Firearms Group Studios on this Lead Slingers microphone, all of it being presented to you, of course, by X Insurance, which is real insurance for your real life, not the gimmicky product designed by direct marketing companies, but real insurance. Today on Armed American Radio, a huge lineup, but I've been waiting for this for a while. I've been teasing this, and I'm going to give it to you today. Before I give you the rundown, I'm extremely excited to announce our newest partner here at the Armed American Radio family. And if you're a premium subscriber and you went to the premium page today, we released that information for you earlier in the afternoon, about 2 o'clock Eastern time. But I'm going to go ahead and bust it out right now. Oh, look at that. If you're watching, you see the graphics. You see that? It is not just what I consider to be the world's premier manufacturer of the M4AR platform. Daniel Defense joins Armed American Radio as the exclusive provider for AR platform rifles, exclusive on Armed American Radio. Now, the official start kickoff date, yeah, there you go. Some cheers back there. Big golf claps. The official kickoff is July 1st. But guess what? We went ahead and said, you know what? Let's just go ahead and announce it today. You're going to start hearing some things from Daniel Defense on Armed American Radio, and it's going to be a blast. We're going to be doing live gigs. You know, Daniel Defense office is not too far from me, down in the Savannah area. And we're just going to do a talk radio host speech was here. We are going to be doing things on remote locations live from who knows where we're going to be. It is going to be a blast. And let me tell you, this is a company founded by an incredible man with an incredible story and an incredible background with an incredible product that we will have for you next week. We're going to bring Marty Daniel to the program and keep him for an hour. So that's my intro for you right now. Next coming up is John Lott. Noah Davis from Sanctuary Counties is going to be here. AWR Hawkins from Breitbart is going to be here. Ryan Hartwig, the Facebook whistleblower over Project Veritas, is going to be here. And the roundtable, the regular crew, Brad, Justin, and Neil will be here with special guests jumping in. And it's a good one. Paul Markle, student of the gun. Let's go right over to Dr. John Lott now as we get started. I'm just thrilled, John. Welcome inside the studios with me today. You're the first guest since we've announced Daniel Defense. Always a pleasure to have you here, my friend.
Thanks for having me on. So does this mean that your guests get a free gun from Daniel Defense now or no?
I can tell you this, John. My next gun purchase is a DDM4A1. I can tell you that. That's going to happen more than likely tomorrow. I wish I could tell you that. I wish I could. But wow, what a partner.
Spread the wealth around a little bit, okay?
I'll certainly do that. I'll let Marty know when he's on the program next week. Marty Daniel will be here next week. What an amazing time it is to be hooked up with Armed American Radio. John, let's start with this. Let me go to universities first. I've got three areas I want to cover with you. You've been on the program gobzillion times. You know how fast time flies. So let's just start with the dangers of allowing concealed handguns on university property. You put this out on June 14th. I think it bears repeating because I don't think people realize how many states actually allow this and how common it is. Tell us what's going on here with carry on university campuses.
Right. Well, there are 12 states that mandate that public universities allow people with permanent concealed handguns to carry on public college campuses. There are 23 other states that leave it up to individual schools, though the vast majority of those ban it. We wanted to go and look to see what's been the experience, what have been the problems, what have been crimes or other things with people with permanent concealed handguns. You know, Bloomberg's Everytown puts out a report on the number of shootings that have occurred on college campuses, and they use that to go and argue against being allowed to have concealed handguns on campus. The problem is they don't differentiate between whether or not the school allows people to carry or not. I mean, obviously, if you have somebody shooting somebody on a school where guns are banned, that hardly goes and provides evidence that you need to ban guns in that place. Presumably the type of people who illegally take a gun onto a college campus are different from the ones who obey the law and follow the law in terms of having a gun on college campus. And so we decided to go and look at it. And what you find is that where schools allow people with concealed handguns, there has not been one crime committed by somebody with a concealed handgun. There's not been one suicide by somebody with a concealed handgun, or even somebody who took a gun away from somebody who was legally having it and then committed suicide or committed a crime. There are none of those cases. We looked at the period from 2012 to May 2021, kind of the end of this recent school year. And over that entire period of time, with all those states carrying it, you're able to find 7 accidental discharges that occurred. Wow. And nothing serious. Nobody seriously harmed, no deaths that occurred, not one death. It's just amazing that the Bloomberg people get traction with their count without trying to take into account whether a gun was legally there or not at the school.
Well, John, they get traction because the mainstream media will never do their jobs properly and effectively, as you know. They're not going to give the information out that you just put out because it doesn't fit their agenda. And it makes them and those that they're in bed with look stupid, quite frankly. So, while I hate that's the case, it's just something that we've been battling for years. That's why programs like this are important and why the research that you do, John Lott, does. Listeners, please help us out here. I'm looking at crimeresearch.org right now where you can read this and follow along as long as you're not driving, please. But crimeresearch.org. Please donate and help John. This is the kind of information that we get out there that the mainstream media, the talking heads, the pundits will never tell us because it doesn't fit the narrative that they're creating and that they're driving. John, another thing that I found fascinating was, well, first off, I don't think I've had a chance to talk with you about Chipman. Before I go into voter IDs and all that stuff with you in the next segment, Chipman, this was pushed off until this week. How do you think this whole thing is going to, this nomination process with him is going to fall out?
Well, it looks like it's going to be pretty much a straight party line vote. I mean, I'd like to be wrong about that. You would think senators like Tester and Montana and Manchin and West Virginia, I mean, they claim that they care about the Second Amendment, but then they go and support judges and they support people like Chipman who are going to do their darn best to make it impossible or difficult for people to be able to go and own guns, people who are going to try to make it so that the Second Amendment doesn't mean anything. And yet, you know, I don't know whether the people in places, I mean, all you need to do is change one of those guys, either Tester or Manchin. But, you know, Tester has voted for every single one of Biden's nominees, Manchin would have voted against one if a vote had occurred there, but he's voted for everybody else.
Well, it's interesting. Tester, you mentioned Tester coming from the great state of Montana. He just doesn't seem to fit the lifestyle Montanans lead. It's the strangest thing. Montana, you got to do something about this. Now, of course, Manchin,
You never, I mean, what do we know? Manchin has said as long as the hearings, quote unquote, went okay, or he felt they went okay, then Chipman would have his vote. For those of you who might not know what we're talking about or just jumping in the program, Chipman is Biden's nominee for the ATF director. And it appears at this point in time, at this moment in time, barring something crazy from Kyrsten Sinema or from Manchin or Tester, which we don't believe is going to happen at this point, there's no indication of it yet, that he's going to squeak by and be the director of the ATF, the most anti-gun human being ever. Not only to be nominated, but certainly to take that position. This is a man that's very dangerous that will use that position of authority to regulate around Congress. We'll be back with one more segment with Dr. John Lott as we welcome Daniel Defense to the family of Armed American Radio Partners. Proud to say that back after this.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free. We'll be right back.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Carr Firearms Group studios here on the Lead Slingers microphone. All of it brought to you today by X Insurance as we welcome Daniel Defense as our newest partner here at Armed American Radio as the growth continues. And I have more news about more growth coming up with the what we're going to be launching here, hopefully a week from this coming Tuesday, the Armed American News Division, which is going to break new ground as well. So there's a lot of stuff happening. It's a great time to be partnered with Armed American Radio. John, in the comments section here, Korzanowski says that he donates to John's group, John Lott's group, of course, being crimeresearch.org, about $50 every month, and it is a worthwhile donation. You're darn right it is. Thank you, John. And for everybody else that donates, you can visit crimeresearch.org to begin donating now. It's the information that John Lott puts out that really sticks the straw, if you will, in the eye of the anti-gunners, because the mainstream media just carries their water for them. Let's go back to Dr. John Lott. John, you want to go ahead and put an exclamation point on us on that Chipman? It's disappointing, but I'm with you on this. I think Chipman skates by. Unfortunately, Mr. Gottlieb said he felt that it would probably be just a little bit better than a 50% chance. And I'm worried about the regulation around Congress on that. Is that your biggest concern?
Well, I mean, he's going to be able to make it life a lot more difficult for gun makers. I mean, the Biden administration is going to make it more costly to make guns and ammunition in ways that a lot of people aren't going to observe. So, like, at the end of the Obama administration, he had Operation Choke Point, and where the government put pressure on financial institutions not to go and do business with certain, quote, undesirable companies. And that included gun makers and gun sellers. Trump ended that, but Biden has apparently started that up again. He ended the regulations that Trump was about to put into effect. You know, that's just one out of many ways. I mean, Chipman is going to affect what's defined as a gun. That's going to impact what you're going to need approval from the ATF for before you're going to be able to make it and sell it. That's going to create delays. They're going to be able to go back and review things that they previously approved, you know, unapproved them. It's going to be difficult to go and produce weapons if all of a sudden, you know, you don't have certainty about when you're going to be able to start to produce things. And so there's lots of regulatory stuff that he can do just to make it costly for companies to do. Chipman worked for Bloomberg for a while, and then he worked for the Gifford Center. You know, the guy was just not very honest when he was before the Senate Judiciary Committee. He was asked questions about how he defines an assault weapon. You know, you take somebody who had spoken out as much as he had on those types of issues should be able to easily define it. Instead, he kept on deflecting the question. But also the honesty in terms of his question answers to things like an AR-15. I mean, no matter what he wants to say, an AR-15 is not a military weapon. You don't see militaries around the world using semi-automatic guns like that, but obviously he was confusing, I think purposely, because he must understand the differences between a semi-automatic and an automatic weapon, but, you know.
Well, John, that's what concerns me is his definition. You watch what they do when they start monkeying around with the term semi-automatic. They've been gearing up for this for a long time, and they're going to start playing on the term semi-automatic. You mark my word, that's coming. John, in the essence of time, you agree with that, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, during the campaign this last year, Biden left it vague exactly what he wants to classify as a Class 3 weapon.
Yeah.
Obviously, he wanted to classify some semi-automatic weapons as Class 3 weapons, but, you know, it's possible that they want to classify all semi-automatic rifles that take magazines as Class 3 weapons, and that would be something very concerning. I mean, it would be I mean, right now it's a 9-month or so approval process to go and get through. You have to pay $200. It's just part of the overall desire just to make it as costly as possible for people to own guns.
That's exactly what they intend to do. Mark my word, listeners, what John and I are talking about now is going to happen with Chipman in that seat. John, this is evidence now of elections having consequences. And you've got a piece over at realclearinvestigations.com, and it is titled America the Outlier, Voter Photo IDs Are the Rule in Europe and Elsewhere. John, you know where I sit. I sit in Georgia. We watched the gaming of this system here for 2 years with Stacey Abrams. We saw Kemp and the Republicans lay down because they were afraid of being called racist. Now they're purging roles. Who knows what would have happened if they had done their jobs prior to the election. But what are we talking about here as America being the outlier? We've got about 3.5 minutes. Go ahead.
All right. You know, you look at all the claims about racist laws, voting laws in the United States. The rest of the world has much stricter voting regulations to prevent fraud than we have in the United States. And the interesting thing is how, whether it's socialist or non-socialist governments or conservative or labor governments, they all agree that you need to have things like photo voter IDs. And most of them ban things like absentee ballots. So you look at Europe. They have 46 countries and 47 countries in Europe. 46 of them require government-issued photo IDs to vote. The one exception has been the UK, even though you've needed it in Northern Ireland and for some local elections in England. But even now, they have legislation to bring them in line with the rest of the continent. So pretty soon, in a few months, it's going to be 47 out of the 47 countries in Europe.
You look Unbelievable.
At the countries around the world, it's the same type of rules. You look at absentee ballots. 74% of European countries ban absentee ballots. Only two countries in Europe out of the 47 countries have rules anywhere near similar to what we have here in the United States. And, you know, even the other countries that don't ban it require that you have to have government-issued photo IDs to go and pick it up. They won't even send it to you in the mail. You have to literally go down to the voting place to go and pick up the ID. And in many cases, they limit it to people who are in the military or who are in the hospital. And, you know, in the United States, if you want a voter ID, you just tell them, I'm going to be out of town in some states. Mm-hmm. Well, they don't take your word for it in those countries. You have to have third-party verification that you're going to be unavailable to go and vote. They don't believe you just because you say it. You know, you look at a country like Mexico, for example, or Canada, they require photo IDs. Mexico also requires thumbprints that you have to have there in order to make sure that you're the right person. And many countries in Europe and developed countries not just require the IDs, but they'll use things like indelible ink on your hand to make it even more difficult for you to go and vote multiple times.
John, I hate to do it, but time got the best of us. You and I knew before the show that it was going to be tough to get all three of our topics in. So I think we're going to bring John back next week. We'll check and see how his schedule is. Dr. John Lott, thank you very much. We have a lot more to talk with you about. I apologize for time getting in the way. CrimeResearch.org to donate and to follow everything that John does. We're going to bring him back on the program. Don't worry. He's a regular. We miss him when he's not here. John Lott, next week. We'll be back after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason on KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker, and you're tuned into the Armed American Radio Network. Now let's get back to the man himself, Mark Walters.
The man himself, Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, KQAM, KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker. You are tuned in live right now across the country. Hundreds of radio stations join you as well. AM 920, The Answer. I was listening to you at my flagship station here in the Atlanta metro area. I was listening to AM 920 throughout the weekend and over the last few days, and it's always interesting because I run a number of spots there. So it's interesting to hear all that and to know how many people are listening across the country on hundreds of radio stations is a lot of fun. And there's a lot of you out there as the station continues to grow. And that's why we welcome, if you're watching the show, you see I'm pointing right up there now. Daniel Defense is joining us as our newest sponsor partner. And we are going to have a tremendous amount of fun with Daniel Defense. I can promise you we're going to be doing a lot of really cool stuff with them. All right, welcome back inside. You are inside the Carr Firearms Group Studios. This is the Lead Slinger's microphone. All this is brought to you by X Insurance, a real insurance company that covers your real life, all aspects of your real life, every aspect, your business, your toys, your homes, your lives, your freedom. This isn't gimmicky stuff, third-party stuff, so that you can get on an email list and get spent. This is real insurance. xinsurance.com. Visit them through my website at armedamericanradio.org. Let's go now to Noah Davis. We'll talk more about that, by the way, in upcoming segments. Let's go to Noah Davis. It is sanctuarycounties.com. Noah, when I'm looking at these numbers here during the break, I was talking with Greg about it. It is. When was the last time you were on the show? It has not been that long ago.
Actually, it was Mother's Day.
That is kind of weird, isn't it? So Mother's Day, and here we are on Happy Father's Day, by the way. I should be saying that at every re-intro and rejoinder when we come back in. But here's what I want to point out. Greg and I were kind of sniffing around this during the break. The headline up on your site right now is more than 61% of American counties are now Second Amendment sanctuaries. 61%. And you have that number now at 1,930 counties. Now, you correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't that number between 15 and 1,600 when we spoke on Mother's Day?
Yes, sir. It was, I believe it was nearly 1,500 last time.
Nearly. 1,540 is sticking in my head, and I don't know why, but regardless, we're talking about a massive increase here because we were saying almost 50% of the nation. Mm-hmm. And here we are at 61% of American counties now Second Amendment sanctuaries. That is remarkable. Let me read just a few of these from June 17th. Texas is now the 15th Second Amendment sanctuary state. Texas, a big state. That's a big chunk of landmass there. Keith County, Nebraska passes resolution in support of Second Amendment June 14th. Missouri is now the 14th Second Amendment sanctuary state. Not just the counties, but the state. Boise County, Idaho is a Second Amendment sanctuary June 11th. This goes on and on and on. Noah, talk to us here because you're doing a remarkable job keeping us up on this.
I actually, I've been documenting these on a spreadsheet, which is actually in the most recent article. I put a link to the spreadsheet that has all the counties that I know of so far that are Second Amendment sanctuaries. And I've also, I mean, just so you know, there's been so many lately that I have a backlog of approximately 100 counties that I still need to, I think it's between 50 and 100 counties that I still need to publish. I have a bunch of state maps coming out so that you guys can take that to your board meetings to, if you want to pursue your own Second Amendment sanctuary county legislation. It's been exploding.
All right, this angers me, but I'm going to go here with you because I want that information from you. You and I will talk off air. But I wrote back on 5/19, and I'll just, for transparency, I am in Cherokee County, Georgia. Bright red county. Trump voters over 80%, something like that. Bright red, gun loving here in this county. And I wrote my commissioners, this is a follow-up letter, Noah. A couple of weeks ago, I reached out to County Commissioner Chairman Harry Johnson, and to date, have not received a reply. Mr. Carter, I'm in your District 3, so I'm reaching out to you directly with a CC to all commissioners and copies to Sheriff Reynolds, Sheriff Frank Reynolds. Sheriff Reynolds, are you listening? Your undersheriff is a friend of mine, Ken Ball. He used to run the Holly Springs. He was the chief of the Holly Springs Police Department, where I live, who just lost an officer last week, by the way. We'll talk about that in a little bit. God bless that young man. You probably saw it on national news. That man, I bought him a soda and some chips before at an Exxon station. The stuff hits home. But these people, we know these people here, Noah. Okay, so I said, I'm reaching out to you directly with a CC to all commissioners and copies to Sheriff Reynolds. I'd like to propose Cherokee County join the swelling ranks of other freedom-loving Georgia counties, 45, by declaring itself a Second Amendment sanctuary county devoted to protecting and defending our constitutional right to keep and bear arms. By official resolution, this can be done by the commission and separately with an official statement from Sheriff Reynolds. Both would be preferred. By doing so, Cherokee would send the message to the state and the federal government that we will not tolerate infringements to our Second Amendment rights and join the nearly 1,500. Did you hear that? Nearly 1,500 counties across the nation. This was dated May 19th, Noah. Mm-hmm. A month ago, 4 weeks ago. And then I said, in so doing, Cherokee County would also join the following 45 Georgia counties, three of which surround this county that I sit in right now and touch my borders. And I went on down the list and named them all. And to date, apparently the Cherokee County commissioners and the sheriff are just too damn busy to answer my email. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to step up our game because we can. So I'm going to be looking to some help from you on that as well, Noah. What would you suggest would be my next move?
Well, the first move that I would make is to get a petition started. One thing that these county commissioners like to see when they're considering you know, these Second Amendment sanctuary resolutions and ordinances is that they want to know that the people in their county actually support this. So it's not just Mark Walters. It's 2,000, you know, citizens of your county that are saying, hey, we want you to pass this. Secondly, it, you know, you want to maybe have people start showing up at these county board meetings. I think in my most recent article, I mentioned that, you know, Dan Bongino, Glenn Beck, Steve Day, so these people are talking about we need to get active locally. But I mean, this is how we've been doing it. When in Virginia, when we started passing Second Amendment sanctuary resolutions, we were showing up in the thousands to these county board meetings. The commissioners aren't used to that. Trust me, usually it's not very interesting stuff going on there. So if you show up with, 2,000 of your best buddies to the county board meeting,
okay,
change your tune.
There's a little bit in play here. First of all, the county commissioners in my county are damn well aware that this is a Second Amendment freedom loving county. They know this is a Republican controlled county. They know gun rights in this county. They know that. They know all that. So the fact that they would need to see a petition, okay, if that's what you want us to do because you're playing games, that's game playing as far as I'm concerned. The county commissioners know their constituents, number one. And number two, when we go to Virginia, where you are, and when you went into this, we have to go back to what happened 2 years ago with that Virginia election. We have to let people know what happened then. Democrats took control of that state for the first time in a quarter century. And the first thing that Democrats did when they took control of that state was went right after the throats of gun owners with 12 gun control bills, 8 of which passed and were signed into law by Governor Blackface Northam. Now they've backed off because they've got the weird off-year elections and the governorship is up again for vote. So now they're not running on gun control now. So you had the perfect storm in Virginia to start what you started. So I don't think we're going to see thousands here because we're not under the threat that you were under in this state like you were in Virginia. However, the movement that you started began what is now, as you are now reporting, more than 61% of American counties becoming Second Amendment sanctuaries. It all was given birth in the state of Virginia. So it pains me when I look at this map and I see the vast majority of South Carolina, blank, Georgia, the vast majority, blank, and my county surrounded by counties that have declared themselves, and this one hasn't, and there's too many blanks here. Alabama, virtually the whole state blank, except for one or two counties. Same thing with Louisiana and Mississippi. These are the states that should all be blanketed as Second Amendment sanctuaries. We'll be back with Noah Davis right after this. Don't go away. Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bursa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bursa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting, first-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bursa. Bursa.com. BERSA.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
AAR self-defense fans, I am extremely excited to be introducing you to the latest, most effective non-lethal self-defense product I think I've ever seen. It's called the Defense Alert Device, or the DAD, by Tigerlite. When I saw this device, I immediately reached out to the owner. At only 5 inches long and 4.6 ounces, this thing can be openly carried in the palm virtually everywhere. My 18-year-old daughter now carries this thing, as does my wife. Consisting of a chemical spray and a powerful 5-mode blinding light, the DAD, when activated, also sends an alert and your GPS location to any of your contacts anywhere in the world, alerting them to your situation. This thing is life-saving and can be carried by anybody, hiking, leaving work, whatever the situation. Check out the Tiger Light at tigerlight.net. Use the promo code AAR15 and get 15% off. The first 20 that do that will also get free shipping. This thing is the real deal. My kid carries it. I trust it. You can trust it. Tigerlight.net. AAR15. Take 15% off. First 20 of you get free shipping. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
You know, I was talking about the great sponsors at Armed American Radio being top-notch, the best of the best. Defender Coffee, same thing. Defender Coffee doesn't donate to Obama. Defender Coffee CEO donates to a great Second Amendment organization like the Second Amendment Foundation, or maybe the Gun Owners of America, or whoever else you can donate through there. You can visit DefenderCoffee.com, use the promo code AAR, and get 15% off every single one of your orders at DefenderCoffee.com, and you are going to absolutely love the coffee, the best of the best. If you're drinking coffee, why not support the Second Amendment in the process? Some of you probably picked up on what I was referring to. I won't go there. Look it up. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast Car Firearms Group Studios. A Lead Slinger's mic lit up for you. All of this presented to you today by X Insurance, and our newest sponsor up here, Daniel Defense, the best of the best on Armed American Radio. So excited to make that announcement today. Wait till we bring Marty Daniel here and you hear the story of Daniel Defense. It will blow your mind. It is an American inspiration. It is an American story. I mean, you couldn't have scripted it any better. Cannot wait to bring in. Wait till you start here. Oh, we're just going to be doing so much fun things. So looking forward to it. Make sure to check out all of our sponsors, please. ArmedAmericanRadio.org or .com. Take your pick. You can visit every single one of them there. The promo code is AAR on most of them. Tiger Light, it's AAR15. Crossbreed Holsters, it's AAR21. Get 15% on both. And for MyPillow.com, the promo code is AAR. AAR. All right, let's go back to Noah. Let's go back to Noah over at SanctuaryCounties.com. Noah, when I look at this list, I'm really disheartened by what I see in the state that I reside in. And I'll be right up front. I'm very disheartened by some of the things that have not gone on in this state over the last couple of years that should have. We've missed many opportunities in this state to take advantage of some things. This should be a constitutional carry state already. It is not. I don't see anything on the horizon, and it should have been. And when I look at sanctuary counties, I look at this and I think, how can this possibly be that South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Florida are so lacking in this department? Any theories there?
Well, perhaps the people that we put in these positions are not doing the things that they ran on. I think, you know, by their fruits, you shall know them, sort of a situation you got going on here. There's clearly they have a group of citizens that they know darn well what they want, and yet they continue not doing the things that they were elected to do. So, I mean, your guess is as good as mine, but if nothing else, this sanctuary counties concept is a good way to separate the rhinos from the actual conservatives.
Oh, that is such a great point. And I don't mean to pick on, I shouldn't be picking on Florida. The vast majority of the panhandle from the I-4 corridor north is Second Amendment sanctuary, give or take. So it looks like we've got four counties there, and they're the usual suspects. You know, Jacksonville, Duval County is what we're talking about over there around Tallahassee. You're going to see that. I get that. Hillsborough County, southeast Florida. But the vast majority of the rest of the state, really, I'm going to say more than half, is a sanctuary county. The state of Georgia, bitter disappointment on a number of fronts, But this as well, this needs to be taken up in the state, and there's no reason it shouldn't have already been done by state proclamation by now. These other states are just running roughshod over us, and that's a shame. We need to make some changes at a lot of different levels here in the state to get things done. I say that because I'm a selfish member, resident of this particular state. I want to see things get done. Anyway, besides the point. All right, so you understand my frustration. So at the pace that we're currently going now, and I mean, we're talking 400, well, not 15, well, yeah, we're talking about 400, basically 400 counties since you and I talked last a month ago. What do you, I mean, you know, look, we're seeing this stuff in, you know, reliably red states with the exception of maybe California. I mean, you look at Illinois, for crying out loud. You know, the whole southern end, but we know that to be the case anyway. You've got some counties in upstate New York, Pennsylvania. What do you think is going to be the end result of all this?
Well, as you mentioned, there, you know, California, there's actually two sanctuary counties in California. And in your Facebook live there, I posted San Clemente City, California is actually a Second Amendment freedom city. So one of the things that I like to point out to everybody is that you can, and I just mentioned this in my recent article, you can actually ask any Virginia gun owner just how quickly your state can flip from pro-gun to anti-gun, you know, overnight, really. So what I tell them is, you know, not to get complacent, not to just assume that everything's going to be the way that it was forever. And if you can't, if you haven't done so already, get it passed in your county as well. And you know, Mark has been a testament to the fact that, you know, you got to actually work to get this done at your local level. Yeah. But you never know, you know, when people are pulling billions or millions of dollars into local elections, and they can, you know, they can flip things, in your area. And it's just, it's better to take some action locally to help secure your rights, you know, from your county level or your city level. Another thing that I would point out is that, say, in Carbon County, Pennsylvania, I believe there has been an individual, former Marine. Well, I guess once a Marine, always a Marine. But he decided to take this up in Carbon County, Pennsylvania. I believe his name is Brandon Bell. And he just decided, if we can't get it passed at the county level, I'm going to go to every township in this county, and we're going to get it passed there. So now I think there are over seven townships in the county now are now Second Amendment sanctuary townships. And so he's going to take that and take that to the county and be like, hey, why don't you support this? Obviously everybody else does. So there's things that you can do, but I definitely think we need to get more people, more counties that, you know, even just because your state supports it, you should still do it at your county level. And also keep in mind that it's not just the Second Amendment that is passing these sanctuaries. I've seen vaccine mandate sanctuaries, vaccine passport sanctuaries, COVID-19 restriction sanctuaries, sanctuaries for the unborn, like anti-abortion sanctuaries. Like, this is actually expanded beyond just the Second Amendment.
Well, let's go to Utah for a minute. Utah is interesting because I covered this last week. Very few counties overall in Utah have declared themselves by proclamation a Second Amendment sanctuary. However, and there are 29 counties, in Utah. How do I know that? Because all 29 sheriffs signed a letter stating they will not support any gun control in their counties, period. No federal gun control. That's coming from the top elected official. The oldest constitutionally elected office in this country is the sheriff. And that's coming from all 29 elected sheriffs in the state of Utah. So the message coming from the sheriff, the chief law enforcement officer of those counties, is incredibly powerful. And you don't have to have the county itself when you have the chief law enforcement officer of that county saying, not up in here, not today, get off my lawn, ain't going to happen. That's a very powerful statement, is it not?
That's actually, there's a case to be made that I could probably include all 29 of those counties as well, thanks due to what the sheriffs did. And I will also point out that there have been a number of sheriffs, most recently in Oklahoma, that have actually declared their counties to be Second Amendment sanctuaries on their own, you know, of their own power, you know, because if they're not going to enforce new gun laws, then, you know.
Well, listen, I'm thrilled to see green in the state that I live in. No question about it. Alabama's a disappointment there for sure. Iowa, not one county. So Iowa, you got to fix it. What's going on up there? You're listening to the show up in Iowa. Make something happen. Somebody get off their duffs. If you've got to go out and get the petitions, do it. We shouldn't need the petitions where I reside. We're going to try to do it without that. We're going to continue to push this. I'll continue to let you know how I make out. Noah Davis, thank you for everything that you're doing. The website is sanctuarycounties.com. Noah, you're going to come on in the next couple of weeks because these numbers are growing exponentially. Will you do that?
Yes, sir.
You bet. Okay, Armed American Radio is going to be back at the top of the hour. AWR Hawkins and Ryan Hartwell will be here. Don't go away. Enjoy the rest of your next few minutes. See you in a few.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.